I can't. This is Dave Fowles.
We did it. Yeah.
I think we did
that
it really
was amazing.
Good.
Yeah. You guys, that was my favorite intro ever. I was saying that my listeners have been complaining because I used to have music at the opening of the podcast. Yep. And then, honestly, I don't know why I stopped because I changed networks and I was too lazy, honestly, to figure out how to get the song that I was using over here. So I just stopped putting music on. And then people actually have been complaining, like, we missed the music. So I think I'm going to start doing this. Just make my guests sing at the top of the episode.
I think it's a
good
idea.
That's wonderful. I think we should get some little back end now. Maybe some points on this podcast.
You want residuals?
We did kind of come up with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll make sure and send you a cut of the zeros of dollars that I'm making. I'll send you guys. Yeah.
I want that right along with my Comedy Central Live at Gotham 2009, 3 cents a year check.
Is that what you get? That's hilarious.
Is, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, thank you guys for being here. Excited to have you both. Well, Krista, you're a total surprise. So, okay, let me introduce my guests. I never really introduce people on the show. I just end up talking, and then halfway through, I'm like, oh, yeah, by the way, Mo Mandel, co-creator of Comedy Knockout, which I heard is doing fantastic on True TV.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy?
I'm very excited. Yeah, we're finishing season one and maybe like the end of the month, and then season two starts in like November.
Oh, that's
and
great.
I can finally announce that I have my first hour comedy special coming out on CISO.
Shut up.
November 3rd, called Negative Reinforcement.
Congrats, man.
That's
so dope.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've been on Comedy Central, Conan.
A lot of cable stuff, a lot of cable experience, a lot of low-paying cable work in my docket.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, you also hosted, what was the bar show that you hosted?
Barmageddon. Yeah.
Barmageddon.
We were host buddies for you know.
Yes, you were hosting that the first season I was hosting Undercover, mm-hmm. I think. Barmageddon.
Collectively, I think we got 47 viewers between the two shows.
Hey, my show's still on.
Okay, I mean, look, I'm just grouping. Maybe I'm sure yours got more. Why would you?
Right,
why would your
TV
show not get? I would rather watch you talk about sex than me talk about alcohol.
Yeah, but the nice thing is your channel actually comes with TV. You know what I mean? My channel.
Also, a lot less men were jerking off while watching my show. I think we can agree.
You don't know that.
I'm just going to go out and just guess.
I don't know. I jerk off to weird shit.
Can you look up those ratings? Like, where you could look up your overnight ratings? Can you look up how much jerking off was done during your show?
I think that should be something that's
is that showbizdaily.sagafter.com?
I'm going to call Nielsen ratings and see if we can get that added to the roster.
Well, it's Nielsen ratings, and then it's just Neil. This guy's named Neil jerking off in their mom's basement while watching Undercover.
Oh, God. I don't know, because I jerk off to weird stuff. Like, this is so embarrassing, but sometimes, oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Sometimes I'll be watching, like, Criminal Minds or, like, Law & Order SVU, and, like, the criminals, like, turn me on. So I'll actually, like, master. Like, I don't watch porn. I watch, like, crime drama to get off.
Really?
That's the closest thing I've ever heard to, like, just a cry for help. I mean, that is the most
I don't know what to say. You're my dear friend. And I don't know what to do.
Oh,
here.
Please. Like, you're not the same. By the way,
let's get into that. What are you like? Ice Cube's
on
like.
SVU. Yeah, she's ice, like, come on.
Ice Cube's like, hey, tell us about how you molested those kids. And she's like, somebody needs to take a long hot bath.
Yeah. It's just Ice Cube.
What is it?
Is it Ice Cube? Is he the one? No, it's Ice T.
Ice T.
It's Ice T, not Ice Cube. I always mix up the ices.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I'd like to introduce my other guest, the gorgeous, hilarious actress, Krista Allen.
Hi.
All my guy friends, by the way, are so angry with me that I haven't introduced them to you.
My guy friends are the same way with you.
Really?
Yes. I told you yesterday, I sent you a picture. I'm like, so-and-so wants to go on a date.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, he's actually cute. That's so rare for me.
Who was the guy? let's out him.
No, I don't.
Let's out him for wanting to go on a
date. I don't think we should out him.
I don't want to out him.
He's cute, though.
He's cute. We're going to go meet him for dinner or something.
But he's an actor. I have a thing about
him. He's not.
I thought he was an actor.
He's a director.
Oh, that's fine. I don't date actors anymore.
Really? He's really nice.
Well, okay, so give me the female perspective here. What is the difference dating an actor and dating a director?
Oh, my God. Well,
psychologically, is that a different beast that you're really dealing with?
Yes. I think so. I mean, as an actress, I can tell you I have loads of issues. And as an actor, I think those same issues apply. There's narcissism. There's
but surely a director's narcissist, right? I mean, that's a person who is telling everyone what to do.
Yes, but on the other side, the director has a little bit more of an alpha thing. I think actors tend to be a little bit more. Well, they're either super controlling or just complete pussies. There's no in between.
Is there? Is like if you're making
do
love
you
to a director, is he like a little more? Moaning.
Who makes love? I'm sorry. Can I just say, when people say make love, I actually get nauseous. Like,
really?
I don't like calling it that.
What if you like fucking?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't want to be made love to. If you want to make love to me, you should like call some pretty boy and make love to him.
So says the young lady who gets off on sex crap.
I know.
So
I like making love.
Maybe.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I
what's wrong with making love? I don't think you have to be in love with a person to make love to them.
I want to be like mistreated and manhandled in bed, but I mean, even if he loves me, I don't want the love to creep in there.
You are so damaged. This is so sad.
Wait, before we go into my damage or anything else, can I just say one thing about dating actors versus directors is my reason for not wanting to date actors isn't about their narcissism, because in Hollywood, I feel it's really hard to find people that aren't
you're
narcissists.
Absolutely right. I was just talking out my ass.
No, but you're right. But my thing is, I don't like it because they're good at acting. Because like I dated an actor and I always believed him.
Oh.
When he would like seem into me or act like he wasn't dating other people.
That's just a dude. Like
but if you've won Golden Globes for being great at tricking people into believing you, then it's really hard for just an average girl like me to realize that you're acting.
Or they can cry really quickly.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I was actually on a date last night. We went to a restaurant and there was like a little cat on the menu. And I just sort of like, I don't know why. I was
you took her to a strip club?
No. It was like, That's not a restaurant. It was a nice restaurant. It was a cat, not a pussy.
Okay.
Cat. It was a nice cat. It was a wholesome feline. And and we were at, and it was on the menu. And just for some reason, just to like kind of get the, like, just I don't know why. I hand her the menu and I was like, hey, you know, actually it's interesting that cat, when the owners went to Morocco, they found this cat wandering around in the slums of Morocco, and they actually took it. And they felt bad for it, so they petted a lot, and they took it into their hotel room, and then they ended up taking it back to L.A., and they use it as the cat for the thing. And she was like, oh, that's amazing. I'm like, no, I just made that up. Because I just sort of like, I don't know why, I just like thought it would be funny just to like tell this
story. That's a good story.
And then I was like, oh, but she was like, oh my God, that was so convincing. Like, I completely believed you.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, I wonder if she's going to like be like, oh, so this guy
kind
can just fucking
off.
Say anything. Like, he can just sort of
no,
like,
no, I think
so
that's a cute, that's
that
a cute
okay.
story.
It's like,
then I told
morals?
Her that I hadn't cheated on her.
Yeah.
then you told her that you were single.
That
so lots of lies.
That was the part of
that's
the story
funny.
For the punchline that wasn't true. But
no.
The setup
just
was
in
true,
case she's watching. Yeah. Is that why we're
oh my
opening
God.
This? Does she follow you on social media? Do you allow people to follow you that you date?
Wow, I'm not a Saudi prince. I'm not able to tell people what they're able to do while I'm
dating
them.
I don't give a lot of information. I'm not like that kind. I don't like. I wouldn't go out and be like, oh, so I fucked it. Like I didn't. You
like how I tweeted I fucked a 49er? You mean
yes,
the other day?
Like you.
I think
that
was a joke.
Is that why Colin Kaepernick couldn't stand up?
By the way, can I just say about that? That okay. First of all, it was a joke, but also I tweeted like the Rams were playing the 49ers. And I tweeted, I live in LA, but I fucked a 49er. How do I pick a team? Right? I just tweeted it to be funny. My mom called me yesterday and she goes, when did you date a 49er?
Right.
Which
Mom, read the tweet again. I didn't say I dated. I fucked him.
Let's
fucked
be clear.
Him, Mom. Your daughter fucked him. While watching Ice-T describe a molestation.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that how you talk to your mom, by the way?
No.
No, but
I was trying to explain to my mom. I was like, well, we didn't exactly date. I mean, we went on a date, but we didn't really date after. It was kind of, and she was like, I don't want to hear the end of the story. Like, that was it. And then I deleted the tweet.
You did?
Yeah.
She texted me that tweet before she tweeted it and said, I want to tweet this tweet. And I was like,
wait, so you run them by, you run them
she
by
She doesn't. She never has. No. But just for that specific one, she's like, this is a, and I said, that's really funny. And then she had already tweeted. tweeted it. It's not like it was my approval. She was just like, I'm going to tweet this.
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes when I want to tweet something that I shouldn't, or when I want to text a guy that I shouldn't, what I do, and a lot of girls do this, I'll send that to like 7 or 8 people and be like, do you think I should do this? And I wait for just one person to give me the okay, and then I do
it.
Was
I that person that
did? No, it was Glickman. It was Glickman, actually. I sent it to like 8 people, and Glickman texts back, do it! And I was like, okay.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I mean, guys don't
feel special anymore.
We don't do that, although Theo Vaughn, comedian, friend of all of ours, I'm sure, often will send me text back, is this a funny tweet?
Yeah.
Or
is this,
he's done that.
Or is this too offensive to tweet or something like that?
I do that too, though. I do that too. I've sent you tweets before and said, can I do this? And she's like, yes. And I'm like, if Kate says yes, that's a definite no.
I always like to text back and say, no, this does not matter.
Oh.
Nothing about this matters that we are having
Who cares?
Yeah. It's not going to make a difference.
My favorite is Jen Sturger, who's, you know, one of my best friends. Her voice, her online voice is a lot cleaner than mine. So sometimes she'll come up with like a really dirty, funny tweet. She'll send it to me and go, you should tweet this. It's hilarious. And I can't. So she'll send me. So it's nice because sometimes, you know, people will send me their dirty tweets and I'm like more than happy.
Is a dirty tweet a twat?
Yes.
That's a great question.
I think we should ask everyone.
Back to you.
I'm just going to co-sign. I'm gonna, actually, you don't even have to ask me because I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
I'm going to answer for the internet
right
community.
Away.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. Back to your date last night. So can I'm confused about the menu. There's a photo of a cat?
No, no, no. It was a restaurant. It was that place, Little Door.
It was the mascot.
Oh.
Little Door.
Like
you know,
the mascot
have...
in the menu.
Yes. I didn't realize there was a cat
it
on
It was that,
that
place,
menu.
Little Door. Very expensive
so
restaurant.
So cute. Nice.
Ladies.
A guy took me there recently, and I really liked it.
Well done, Mo. Yeah, that's a good. You. That's a good date place.
I mean, you know, I'm rich. I'm young. Handsome.
I'm sorry. When did you get rich?
2008 Honda.
Why are you still driving a Honda?
Actually, this week, my car's in the shop. And I'm driving a Dodge Charger.
That's
so,
right.
Oh,
booyah!
Can I just tell you, I dated a guy.
Insurance company.
Who had a Dodge Charger.
Yeah, okay? How'd that work out?
Well, here's the thing. Part of the reason, oh my God. So he had a Dodge Charger and he spent like $30,000 like souping up.
Gotta soup it up. I put rims on it. I only have it till the end of the day.
I'm proud of you.
Well, it's funny because I met a buddy yesterday in the Dodge Charger, and he's like, you should buy one of those cars that totally fits for you. I was like, are you calling me a douchebag? Is that what?
Wow.
It's such a douchey car. I mean, like, I like it.
Do you think it's douchey?
I mean, like, it's. I love it. I feel like it's fun. It's cool, but it's definitely
the Charger's the
not
4-door,
douchey.
Right?
No, it's the 2-door, but it feels.
It
the
reminds
Challenger's
me of
a, the 2-door.
Oh, I got a Challenger. That's But it's on the cusp
of
douchey.
Maybe I'm
my
wrong.
Son drives a Challenger. So, but he's
your
19.
Son?
But he's 19.
What is he like? What?
Yeah.
When did you get knocked up?
When I was only 12. It was
you remember,
my high school
you remember that
principal.
Episode of SVU when she got knocked up?
Stop.
I know. She's like, I've got to meet this girl.
Sometimes I start an episode of this podcast, and within the first 10 minutes, I'm like, I've already said too much. I need to start this one over. It's fine. I have a question.
I wish I could start things.
How much
sometimes.
Do you care what kind of car a guy drives?
I don't.
At all?
I really don't. I don't care.
Huh.
I don't think I care.
You're the worst.
We're so,
that
what?
Blew your mind.
Well, no,
not having that shallow thought. You're like, really?
No,
like
no.
Like you just found out Pluto's not a planet. Look at this. This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, it's not about the kind of car, but
I think it was, Kate. I think it was.
No, but like I can't deal with a guy that drives a really gross, like dirty car. Like if it's like it can be the oldest car, like shittiest car in the world, but the inside has to be clean. If I get in and there's like trash on the
floor.
I'm
not one to
stuff.
Talk. I'm filthy. My car is ridiculous. I have
mine
water bottles
kind of.
Everywhere. Yeah. I don't know.
So is mine, but that's different.
But
you're not a guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
If I was picking up someone, if
wait
I was
a minute, but you're having that backwards. I feel like guys are usually given the leeway to be a little dirtier and scummier than girls are.
I just feel if you pick someone up for a date, if you were picking a guy
just,
up for a date, wouldn't
genitalia.
You make sure that your car was clean?
the junk in the trunk, you know what I'm saying?
Well, there is. Have you ever seen the meme of how it'll show a guy's apartment and a girl's apartment and then a guy's car and a girl's car? Yeah. And it's always the girl's apartment is clean, the guy's is messy, but the girl's car is messy and the guy's car.
That's true,
guys
actually.
Usually keep their
true.
Car clean.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it just depends on how busy the guy is that week, right? I don't know.
I just feel if they pick you up for a date and they don't take the time to make sure their car is clean.
I think you're right.
If it's
a date.
If he's coming to pick you up on a date.
Yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to just you've been
having
hooking
car.
Up for a while.
If it was just, the question was, do you care what kind of car a guy drives? And then I was like, no, I don't think I do. And then it went to the messy thing. And I think I would care if I was like going on the first date and it was filthy. Well, that would be weird.
One of my favorite, for some reason I categorize it as like a very American image. It's probably not just America. I'm sure it's everywhere. But is seeing guys, it's usually guys on Friday nights, Friday afternoons around 5, washing their cars at like the car wash.
You see this?
Yeah. I'll take my car. If I have a date that night, I'll go and get it washed. And it's this beautiful moment of all these guys out there. It's almost always guys washing their cars, vacuuming it, because they got dates.
Oh,
and
my
they
God,
gotta get their
existed.
Cars. Yeah, they gotta get their cars
wow.
souped up. This would be a good time for you to do one of your like, man, Periscope. Woman on the street. Bikini walk up kind of deals. You
at
know
the
I mean?
Car
you could
wash.
Do it. Because it's a great moment. Like everyone, and just interview them, like, how like optimistic are you about today?
That's
that
a great idea,
the
Mo.
Is in the air.
We should go together. I'll take you with
sure,
me.
I think it's great. That's so, I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
That's
well, because no, I think that is a good
it's
point.
It's like girls at Dry Bar.
I was just going to say that.
Exactly.
Or girls at the nail salon. Yeah.
Exactly that. Yeah.
Huh. So that'd be interesting. Girl, go into Dry Bar and ask the girls what they have going on that night. And what they think is going to happen on the date and then do the same thing at the car wash. Look at you.
I'm a really smart guy. I have a lot going for me. I'm a very kind-hearted person. Sorry, is this not
no, keep going. This is good.
I thought it was the dating. You're trying to get dates on the podcast. I know.
You can do that. Do you ever have people? I mean, I'm sure it happens to you that guys hit you up on social media or online and ask you out. It must happen to you all the time.
No, they really don't.
They don't?
No, not really. Huh. Not really.
Interesting. They're probably intimidated or just assume you'll say no.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Either way, I'm not sure. What do they do? What about you? Like, you go, you just assume and you're like, of course. Like, if.
Guys do ask me out on social media, but I think it's because I put out a vibe of like, I'll date homeless people. Like, I'll give anyone a chance.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. I don't put any vibe out there. I don't think I do.
You don't put out a I'll fuck a homeless guy vibe?
Not
might
generally.
I didn't say fuck. I said date. Okay.
I don't think so.
Despite the 49er, I don't just fuck.
I fuck 49ers. I date the homeless.
I love this quote. I think that should be your new bio on Twitter. I think you should change it today.
It's so sad that that's, by the way, a true, like, by the way, can I just say, for my own personal, I need to defend myself. The 49ers is my only ever one night stand, true one night stand. Well, is it a one night stand?
Well, hold on. You're saying you've had sex with mid love, fucked guys
she
on the first night,
sure.
But then
once.
But then hold on, because the one night stand is generally you fucked someone on the first night and then you basically never saw them again. So are you saying you fucked people on the first night and then continue to see them? Because that's also very different.
The 49ers is the only guy I ever fucked on the first night.
Then you met them. Really?
Yeah, oh, really. That's but also...
Krista, your answer is definitely higher.
Yeah. No, I mean for her.
No, Krista knows I really don't fuck many people.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but you've had more than that.
I have not.
One night stands?
I've had... In my entire life, I've had 2 one-night stands.
See?
In my entire life.
How often do you hook up on a first date?
I don't.
See,
do some making out.
Nope.
Right? What?
I don't either, actually.
I don't kiss until I know we're going to be, until I feel it. Like, I don't kiss on a first date.
Really?
Ever.
How do you know, you have any chemistry until you do some physical sport?
Mentally, like all of that, like just being able
I don't
to
follow.
Just knowing really we would never make out.
No, I'm just saying like I
oh honestly, you know
feel like when you sometimes do that first kiss you kind of be like oh we don't
because
like, I've
it.
Thought plenty where I thought we had chemistry and then we do that kiss and I'm like oh we don't.
I can see where what Mo means kind of though because have you ever dated someone like I went out with a guy we went on like 4 or 5 dates and I liked him and honestly the nights when we didn't drink, I would kiss him and be like, I don't think we have chemistry. And then
it's
the
like
nights
eating
we
a Taco Bell sober.
Yeah.
Like, this is terrible.
Yeah, but then finally when we did hook up, because I did hook up with him, and honestly, I hooked up with him as a, I think I need to hook up with him to see.
Yeah.
And we didn't. I never saw him again.
And that was it.
Literally, it was the worst sex I ever had, and I never talked to him again, and he never, we both knew. It was like, we both knew that it wasn't that.
Who do you think here's got the worst sex they've ever had story?
You.
Probably you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you say that so fast? Just because I asked a question, or you just seem like... I don't know, because you used to be pretty frigid and didn't know how to have sex, right? Back, and you told me about this.
I never said I was frigid.
Well, you were in a marriage. marriage where you never had sex, and you got out of the marriage.
I will say I was inexperienced.
So you must have been pretty horrible.
But I was never. Well, I mean, here's the thing. I was always a freak, even when I was married. I always wanted to have crazy sex.
But he didn't.
He didn't. But the first guy I dated right out of my marriage was luckily like real into all kinds of like crazy shit. So I think I went from one extreme, which was never really hooking up, to the other extreme, which was like hooking up everywhere, like movie theaters and like dressing room. I love having sex in public places.
Oh, really?
I have a thing for that.
Really?
Yeah. Not in front of people.
Right, but just in
But like it, like in the dressing room at a store or something like that.
Yeah, I guess that could be fun.
What's your worst sex story?
I've never done that. I have no interest in doing that.
Really?
Yeah, it just doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't. Like, I like public displays of affection. Like, I like making out. But like, I like.
But not so anybody could see you.
No, I don't mind like making out in this, but like there's no thrill. Like, to me, I like the intimacy, the privacy of like nothing better than like being in a hotel room. You got that loud music going.
Hotel rooms are great.
Hotel room sex is the best.
You know what I mean? You paid for the full hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get in there.
Why is hotel room sex the best? It's my favorite, too.
Because it's just like you can just... You know, like, because when you finish on a girl in your apartment, you know, you have to, like, you know,
clean it up.
You got to think, like, oh, okay, now how many towels do I got? How many clean towels do I got? Do I want to burn a clean towel on this cleanup job, or do I want to grab some toilet paper to sort of, like, do this?
Yeah. You do?
But in the hotel room, you're like, well, I'll just fucking grab a towel, fucking wipe it off, and just
that's,
wait
a minute. That's why you like it the best, because of the towel ratio.
Every guy thinks this through.
Wait, is there a is there a certain certain like quality of girl that gets a towel versus a handful of Kleenex?
It's not a quality of girl. It's where your laundry's at for that week.
Is it bad?
If I got one clean towel left, regardless if it's, you know, Jennifer Lopez, I've got to think now.
Oh,
I don't want to be towel-less.
Come on.
Now, you know, it's logically, I'm just
Jennifer Lopez is in your bed and you're going to grab a dirty towel.
Does it have to be a towel? Could you like reach in the dirty clothes and
get a
t-shirt?
That's what I use when guys are...
Dirty clothes and a t-shirt? That's way more worse than Kleenex.
When guys
are... disrespectful. Like, let's grab some dirty clothes. Well, not to mention, I'm not going to stay in a t-shirt.
You're so right.
No, but you know what? When guys are at my place, I just
pick my boxers off the floor and just wipe your stomach off with those. How about
here's a sock.
Hey, look, sweetheart, I'm about to jump in the shower. I'm going to just wipe you off my elbow.
But you know what's funny is that Mo's saying that's so insulting, but I've done it, and it sounds like you have too. When the guys are at my house, I'll be like, just grab a t-shirt out of the hamper. Like, I really tell guys to do that. Maybe because it's my dirty, but
maybe that's
it's about to get dirty anyway.
Yeah, well, that's where the towel thing comes in. You're like, do I want to burn a perfectly clean towel here?
Right.
I agree.
One? It's not respect or like, is she worth this or that? It's purely like, have enough clean towels? It's like, do you have enough clean towels? Because you got to remember, you have a girl spending out of your house, so after sex, she's going to take a shower. Boom, another towel gone. You know what I mean? You can't have her use your wet towel, so you already got another towel gone. Then you clean her up with another towel. I only have like four towels. You know what I mean?
You just need to buy
some
more.
Hand
towels. Need to buy some more towels.
Why don't you go buy a ShamWow? I heard they're great for
that's
that.
Incredibly.
They're great absorbency.
Go to the 99 cent store. I just bought like a 6-pack for 99 cents.
ShamWow?
Well,
just
for this they're purpose? Actually, they're not Sham.
You're like, I am just getting blasted on constantly this week. No. I need some Swifters.
Why don't we create Jizz Wows? And that'll be amazing.
Can you imagine? We should do an infomercial.
Jizz Wows.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Jizz Wow at the 99 cent store. 6 for $1. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Krista, what's going on with you over there? Have you been on any really awful, just god awful dates that you remember that?
I don't really date. I'm always in relationships. I know that sounds so weird, but if I'm with somebody, I'll generally go on a date with that person knowing that we are going to be in a relationship.
How do you know that?
Because I am a woman. No.
Apparently I have a dick.
No. Well, you
know, based on some of the things you said. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think
you
it's
did describe Masarina as jerking off.
Yeah, that's true. She did. She was like, when I jerk off.
I'm just going to go. Hey, you guys finish.
No. This is good.
So, go on.
That's it. I don't go on a lot of dates. I don't date. I've never been on a Tinder thing or I've never been on any
no
of that
dating
stuff.
Apps.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
I just
meet you can't
people.
Really go on Tinder. Like, I mean, celebrity guys go on Tinder. Like, I matched with Terrell Owens on Tinder, right?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Not even Raya?
No, that was before Raya came out. That's what I was going to ask. Would you go on Raya? Have you been on there? Do you know what that is?
I don't. Raya? I think I want to. You know what? I get it, but I think I would rather kind of meet somebody the old-fashioned way and like a friend says this or that or whatever. I feel like there's like this really weird lack of connection that's going on, and then it's all about the looks and it's all about the, I don't know. I'm not a big look person. I really like the, I don't know. I'm a
weirdo.
Would
you describe yourself as a sapiosexual?
I would say I'm a sapiosexual.
Because that term, for, you know what that means, right?
No.
Sapiosexual means you're aroused by intellect.
Yeah.
And it's a real term, but it's all over these dating apps now. I'm a sapiosexual. What does that mean? My last boyfriend looked like a troll, but he was really good at engineering.
Is that, oh my God, that's
does that
really
mean you're
funny.
Only that, aroused by that's intellect?
The, well, no, of course. I mean, arousal is a whole spectrum of things, of course, but that is like a term that's used now.
That's so not hard. A real thing, because look, I would challenge any guy to sit in a chair and have a girl just like read science to him and see if he gets an erection.
I would say it's almost exclusively women who say that.
I don't. Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely not a sapiosexual.
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know what guys post online.
I don't
I
know
guess
either.
It's not.
That's weird, though. Huh. Like girls that are only into guys that are like super smart. I mean, I love smart guys. I love nerdy guys. I love smart guys. I love that's my thing. Like sciencey guys. I do like all of that stuff.
I like them to be smart, but not as smart as me. Because I want to be able to outsmart them.
So retarded.
So basically.
Yes, I need them to read at a first grade level.
We had this conversation.
We both looked at each
night.
Other like, should we sit? All right, I'll do it. I'll sit. You
said
have, you
what
have more
I was
to lose.
Thinking.
I think I do think I'm a lot smarter than I am.
No, you're very smart. I mean, you're a very smart and industrious person, I think. You're. And no, I'm not kidding. I mean, like, you've found ways to do, like, ways that you, things you've done in your career and marketing yourself. It shows a lot of intelligence.
Thank you.
You definitely, one thing I will say about you, though, is I always hear you talking about dating athletes and dating, you know, you were dating a porn star for a while, right?
Let's not use the word star.
But I was going to say, at least he was a star.
Yeah, you guy who, you know, not really. Kind of into porn, kind of a background actor.
He was the fluffer. He was just the fluffer.
Backup dick number three.
No, thank you for saying that, though, because I remember when I did Barmageddon, one episode, we were in a bar, and they were like, oh, that waitress is a porn star. And I was like, all right. And I, like, looked her up, and first of all, she needed some work. Like,
she wasn't a star.
She just... she had like this really annoying voice, and then the way her
voice is not.
And then the way she had sex was also in that voice, and it was just like, I was like, okay, she's not going to be a star. It's like if you saw someone's demo.
Wait,
reel
did you watch her have
and
sex?
You're like, I think this is not going to. I mean, I watched it a little bit online for a second.
I
it
love
was
that.
Very unarousing. It was not good.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan.
So you didn't try. You didn't try to.
No, I'm very turned off by that.
Are you really?
I told you about this when we took our trip to San Diego to do comedy. I mean, the idea of someone doing porn is totally a turn off to me.
It is. Well, she wouldn't even hit it one time.
No.
Well, it's a scary.
So.
I think it's a scary thing. But you,
just all the experience scares me. I've like if I break a condom with a girl who's had sex one time in her life, I'm like, well, just got AIDS and Zika. I mean, like, so if I could like watch her get fucked by 87 different guys online, I would freak out. And I don't judge it morally at all. For me, I'm just so neurotic.
Yeah.
That I think it would be hard for me.
Yeah. No, well, to be honest with you, it definitely wasn't like my plan or something I thought was a good idea. I mean, when I met him, I literally was like, I can't do it. I'm not doing it. I told all my friends I wasn't going to do it. But then slowly but surely.
And then he unleashed the beast and it was like.
Well, that's the other thing.
I got dignitized.
I'm sure. I mean, that's the other thing. Like, if I had sex with a porn star, would she be like an incredible in bed in a way that I've never imagined? Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, I mean, like, but morally, I have zero judgment about it. I just know myself, it would be very hard for me to get that out of my head.
I couldn't handle it. I couldn't do it if I was into or had feelings for somebody for sure, knowing, like, how was your day at work, honey? Don't tell me.
Well, that's the thing is that I think that in my mind, I really like convinced, I almost convinced myself that that's not what he does because I would never watch. I didn't, I had him muted on Twitter. Like, I did everything I could to avoid that topic. So, in my mind,
what about like scratch marks and stuff? Did you ever see like scratch marks or hickeys?
On him?
Teeth marks on his balls.
No, no.
Rough day at the office.
But like, actually, I know, in a weird way, I feel like it was good for me. It was good for me in a weird way.
Well, orgasms can be very good for stress, you know?
No, I'm serious because actually I think it kind of helped me, though, understand how much men separate, like, sex from emotion in a way.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but, like, I kind of came out of it, like, less jealous. Like, I kind of, I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I think that's PTSD, but we'll figure that out.
I'm still traumatized.
Yeah, well, I don't know. No. Like, it's so hard to, like, I was trying to describe this to a woman the other day, like, I was, like, about how, as a guy, like, while you know, I mean, cheating is 100% wrong, and I'm totally not saying that it's not wrong, when you hear, like, in movies, a guy saying something to a girl, like, it didn't mean anything, It's like, as a guy, you're like, no, it didn't. Like, you know,
right.
It actually didn't. Not to say cheating is not wrong and you should definitely not cheat, but you know psychologically it didn't. Like, because I've done it and it's like, didn't.
Yeah.
Aside from the guilt you're going to get caught, it's like it doesn't affect any of the emotions.
Go about your day and like maybe it pops in your head.
Just push it out of your mind
it.
And then you're just like, well, I mean, fuck. I mean, I had to do that thing. I mean, that was like when I was younger and I would like sort of do those things, but I wouldn't say it really affected. Like, it had nothing to do with other than coming. Like, arousal.
On the other side,
But we brought up the conversation because I was saying I think a lot of women, as they get older, in particular, can separate sex from emotion.
I agree. I think it gets easier. I think that it's all about, for me at least, it's chemistry. If I have crazy chemistry with a guy, like the porn guy is a great example. I don't think the sex was incredible because he was a porn guy. I honestly just think we happen to have amazing chemistry.
Right.
And that chemistry, if you have amazing chemistry in bed, usually you also have amazing chemistry. Like, Mo, you and I have great chemistry. Like, as friends, our conversation flows.
We do.
It's
I'm
easy.
Glad you feel that way as well. I also feel that.
Yeah, it's true.
We don't hang out a lot. We're not like the closest friends, but I would like to be closer, and we do have that, yeah.
But that's what I mean. So it's like, let's say you and I fucked.
Sure.
Theoretically.
I feel like it'd be pretty good.
It would probably be great, and probably I would catch feelings real quick because we have chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, I had sex with a guy not that long ago who was honestly probably the best sex I ever had in terms of, like, technically he was amazing, like, but I didn't feel anything for him because I didn't have that chemistry.
What does that mean technically?
Right.
What is the technical?
I mean, like, he got me off so many times.
Just effective.
And, like, he lots of positions, and he was aggressive, and he said the right thing. He did, if I wrote on paper what I want in a guy, he did it all. He hit every check.
But you weren't connected to him.
Right. And I haven't, since we hooked up, I haven't, like, hit him up to hook up again.
How long ago,
like,
was that?
It was about a month ago.
That's because you're still,
hung up on somebody else.
Yep.
I don't think that's why.
Really?
No, I just think I'm not. Because
why are you guys talking in code? It's your fucking podcast. Let's give some goddamn details here. Like, why isn't this your moment to talk about dating and fails? I haven't, what do you, let's hear it.
Here's the thing is that, like, I still kind of have feelings for someone that I was seeing, but we're not seeing each other anymore. And so she's saying, and a lot of my friends will say this, that, like, the reason I'm not feeling it with the other guy is because I still feel. But in my experience,
by the fruit of another.
But in my experience, usually when I'm able to kick old feelings is the minute someone new comes along.
That's true. I get it. Yeah.
So I don't know.
I understand.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But it does. I know what you're saying.
But don't you think that chemistry is what makes you feel something?
Yeah, I definitely think chemistry is. Yeah. It's not just technique. It's not like, right, oh, he's really great in bed.
No, it's certainly not technique. And for me, it's like so much of it is like, is that person like physically in the moment? You know what I mean? Like, I remember I was with some woman one time.
That's a good
point. And she called me Poppy.
Ugh.
And I was like, okay.
Was she from
Miami? She was not. And I was like, okay. You're just like imitating someone you saw have sex in a way that, and so now you're not even like here. You're like doing like
a character.
You're doing a character. Yeah. You're trying something out. Like, hey, I'm not the kind of person you would call that. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Did you like that? Do you like when
girls didn't like it at all. That was weird. It was
a lot of girls say daddy. Like, I noticed,
I like
even in text, they'll be like, hey, daddy. And I just always think it's creepy, but I know a lot of guys that like it.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I meet a lot of those.
Really?
Yeah, I do. It's the voice. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Maybe.
What's your type, Krista? What do you like?
My type? I like funny. I need funny. I need smart. I need nerdy. I like, you know.
Those guys want you to call them daddy? just trying to think Matt Kirshen.
Yeah.
Like, can you call me daddy, love?
No. There's like... Right? Not all of them. Look, here's my thing. I like those guys, but I generally pick the guys that are really controlling in a lot of ways, or very domineering, or very God complexy kind of guys. And I like to take care of that. You know, I like to take care of, like, I can fix you. Oh, my God, you must have had such a terrible childhood for you to be like this. Let me give you all my love.
Yeah.
And I will save you forever. And it never works.
We have that in common.
Right, right.
I know. We've talked about this forever.
Fixing people is a losing game.
Yeah.
I think that's a show business girls thing. I think girls that are actresses and comedians and girls that love to be in the spotlight, a lot of us have that same, because every girl I have on this podcast who's a comic has that same thing of loving damaged guys that they have to fix.
Well, and but it goes on the reverse too, because they're loving us, right? Aren't we just like the same thing?
Absolutely.
Well, so,
I don't know. I definitely used to be super attracted to women who were like damaged and
really?
And then after a while you're sort of like, well, fuck. The problem is then you like spend your whole life dealing with these same issues all the time, and it's like exhausting. Like, I know I'm too fucked up to date someone normal. Like, when I'm dating a girl who's normal, and like, even if we have a ton of fun, I'm like, eventually you're gonna realize, like, I'm not built like you are, and I'm gonna, like, I'm more fucked up than you are. Like,
but
you won't be able to understand
normal?
Me at that level. There's some people who just fucking have an easier time with life, and they just don't vociferate about stuff. Their sense of self is
Well, they
concrete.
Work in a normal, they're school teachers and nurses, they have regular jobs.
Well, it's like my sense of self gets rocked on a daily basis. I'm like trying to figure out what I'm worth, what I am, everything. It's like
absolutely.
Brutal. Like, every day is me picking up the pieces and like going to bed, like while watching Narcos, like, it was okay today. I didn't like really fucking lose it for no fucking reason. A lot of people aren't like that. They're just like, I just fucking went to yoga and I did this. So if you know you're like that, you know someone who can't understand that, it was never going to get you. On the other hand, I don't want to be with a woman who I only really, the biggest connection is us relating to being fucked up like that. Because then you just spend each other licking each other's wounds. And it's easy to, I think that love is mutual repairing. But that's not what love is, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice if you could say, hey, here's my shit. You take care of that. I'll take care of yours. Ooh, it's a beautiful symbiotic union.
But that's exactly the opposite of what you should do. The opposite of what you should do is ask someone else to take care of your shit. Because it's completely unnecessary. I mean, like, I've ruined relationships because of that. Because you're like, you know, here's it. Like, because I was in a relationship for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And the most fascinating thing for me about being out of that relationship was I felt so much of the same problems that I felt inside continued after that relationship that I had just blamed on her in a certain way.
Yeah.
So I was like, so it's like...
Like what?
Just like, just the general frustration and depression and sort of boredom and not feeling inspired by my life, feeling socially just very like bored and unenthusiastic. And I was kind of like, sometimes I'm in this relationship and then I don't want to go out because I'm with this girl and she's not... And that's why I'm not doing more comedy because I'm doing this. And then we broke up and I was like, I feel exactly the same fucking way. Like, after I went through the highs and lows of it, I'm like, my life is still those sort of issues remain. Yeah. So it's all me. And she said the same thing to me, that so much that she used to blame me for, she realizes is her own stuff.
Well, you do hit a point where it's like, and I've been really working on, like the last year, I've been really working on just being happy alone and knowing, like, I mean, I've been dating people, but I'm finally at a point where it's like, if there's no guy in my life, it's fine, because I'm so obsessed with my career and like fitness and like girl friendships and like other things I have going on. And then you become more attractive to the opposite sex when you start to be someone with your shit together.
Oh, 100%.
A little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But then every time I get my shit together, I think I'm a self-sabotager, because every time I get my shit together and I feel really amazing, instead of going for like the super sweet guy that'll take me on like dates to Little Door and like text me, how was your show? I go for the guy that's like an asshole until it starts to crumble a little, and then I have to kick him out, then I have to do the work of starting over.
Why? Are you tired? Don't you get tired of not building? Like I feel like one thing I like about being an adult so much more is just understanding what, like, I feel like I understand what I want in a woman so much now that it's almost to the point where it's harder to date, because I can tell right off the top, like, well, this isn't right. Like, I'm so beyond, I feel like, that thing of like, this fucking magic is going to last, because it never does. It's not even that they fuck it up. It's like that passionate fucking crazy thing. It's
never
gone
lasts.
So quick.
That's
it's gone
true.
Within like a week now.
Yeah,
you know?
But those are things, these are all things that from the beginning of your first love, these are like stories that have been implanted and stuck into your subconscious and all this stuff. So everything that I'm hearing, when I listen to it, I go into like that law of attraction thing where everything that you believe is what your life is going to be. It's, you think you're a self-sabotager, that's what you're going to be. If you believe that with all your heart, that's what you're going to be.
I take it back.
Sounds like Chris has got a touch of the Scientology.
No, she's right. This
I
is
am.
Law of attraction.
Not Scientology.
No, 100% right.
Law of attraction, though, I think you're right. Because, like, career-wise, I that shit works for me. I just think something's going to happen, and eventually I'm like, I think I'm going to get a TV show. I'm going to get a TV show. I'm going to get a TV And then you get a TV show. Like,
it's
I do believe that. So you're right. If you apply that.
Just don't believe it. Say, I am a self... What's the opposite?
Lifter-upper.
I'm a self-lifter-upper.
Definitely a self-lifter-upper this morning, like, 7 times.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
But isn't that, like, the key to everything is just the way that we think? Wait, what happened? Are you talking about jacking off?
Yeah.
She's talking about jerking her
fake
dick.
Forget that I said that.
7 times.
I'm on a cleanse from... I'm on a sex cleanse. I'm trying not to have... I haven't had sex in... Okay. I think it's been about maybe almost a month.
You know what's so funny? Why are you doing that? I didn't want it before.
It's not on purpose.
No.
Exactly. It's just because I'm trying to stop having sex with one person.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to not... Here's the thing. So this gets to how you fall for assholes, because you're asking, like, why aren't you tired? Because what I've realized is I believe everything guys say. I'm very, like...
I'm the same way.
I don't lie, and I'm, like, very honest. Yeah. So when I start dating a guy, everything they say at the beginning and how sweet they are and all that stuff, I believe it, and I end up hooking up with them too quick. That's, like, for instance, how I caught feelings for the porn guy. Like, at the beginning, he said everything right, and I was like, maybe he's not just a porn guy. Like, he's actually, like, sweet, and he wants, like, a relationship. And so the point is, I've been hooking up too quick, and then I catch the feelings, and then I end up getting hurt when I find out it was all bullshit because they really just wanted to hook up with me because they see me as like a trophy or whatever. So now my new thing is trying to actually get to know guys really well and make sure they're not full of shit before I fuck them.
Right.
Which is a great thing to do.
Especially as like a woman, isn't there? There's scientific evidence that like if you have sex with a guy, your body emits some sort of like weird...
Yeah,
like there's some sort of pheromone or something that makes you like really
clingy.
You literally
biologically cling
to the guy.
It's actually not even
it's
sex.
Dopamine.
It's cuddling. It's cuddling. You could literally never fuck and you could just cuddle and the same shit happens. That's why I always
say. It's not even this. It's like your body, like some sort of weird physiological
but
thing.
But here's
that
what I don't get.
Makes you clingy.
It happens to men too. Like the same chemical release happens to men. It's, I think, oxytocin or something. It's released in your brain also. But I don't understand why guys don't get that same feeling of like addiction to the girl that we, because we get actually physically addicted
right.
to the man.
I think the testosterone cancels it out a little bit more. I think the estrogen speeds it up. I'm pretty sure that's the deal.
I have so much testosterone, though. I feel like I'm practically.
Do you?
Look at me.
Oh, you have a dick. I forgot. That's right.
I feel like I really
do. I feel like a lot of female comics have this kind of thing. You know, it's like, yeah. there's like this dude-ish quality to
Thank
a lot
you.
Of them.
No.
No, I mean, there's a lot but of very, right. very sexy, very beautiful female comedians in LA. And I feel like a lot of them are like, just like this fucking like bro-y sort of quality. And,
yeah.
And not just in regard to like sex and stuff. It's like, there's like this energy. And maybe, I don't know, it's interesting.
It's true. It's true.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is that we have. Well,
and
I think,
when
you
they,
know what I
then
think?
Then they're in their 40s, they all become lesbians and host talk shows.
I know. Well, I was going to say,
and
I
we're like, come out. That makes so much
I
sense.
I knew that the whole time.
That makes so much sense.
I don't think that
anyway,
it's.
Anyway, I'm excited. I hope you'll have me on.
Thank you. I'd be fine.
Can
being
we come
lesbian.
To your coming out party?
Yes, you can. I just. I don't think that it's that all the female comics have that.
No, what, not all. Not
what
all.
I think is the ones that actually end up making it. Have to have it because it's such a bro like industry, like to hang around with all you guys all the time and not end up killing yourself. You have to be a bro.
I feel like that,
you know, because like, you guys are not like you guys start talking to us like we're dudes and then you start like making fun, like making fun of us the way you make fun of each other. Like you forget that we're chicks and then we start to forget that we're chicks and then you know it, everybody just we're all just bros in it together. That's what I really believe.
It's right. bro soup.
You're probably right.
I want to bring up another topic before this. This is going so fast, but I have recently had conversations with three guy friends, different friends, who broke up with their girls, and all three of them in explaining to me why it happened to bring up as one of their points, oh, I would always buy her lingerie and she'd never wear it. Like it was kind of a throwaway thing. All of them had a list of reasons, but I thought it was funny that all three of them mentioned buying a girl lingerie and she never wore it in the reasons for the breakup. So I'm just curious. Yeah, because in my head I was like, holy shit, like I didn't realize guys put so much stake in lingerie, but all these guys are mentioning lingerie. I want to know what you guys think about lingerie and relationships, just in general.
Lingerie relationships, great. I think they might be mad because if they didn't wear it for them, she's wearing it for someone else and now he hates her, so he just added it later. What do you think?
Well, that is a very dark thought. That anytime you buy someone lingerie, she's going to be ultimately wearing it for the next guy she's fucking. I mean, that, like, and then it's also dark. It's also dark to think that some of the lingerie that I mean, a girl that I maybe am dating and has that I like, I'm like, oh, I wonder which guy gave this to her.
Right.
Well, I mean, I've had guys.
I mean,
I've had guys
borrowing each other's bodies in this mortal coil.
I mean,
it's true.
You wash it. Sometimes you might.
No, it's not.
You
a
might
big
clean
deal.
Up jizz off the bed front with it.
No,
grab that out of the hamper.
You used it to wipe the last girl. No, but I mean, I am curious because, like, my friend was like, so, you know, I would buy her lingerie and she'd never wear it, and like, I was thinking to myself, like. I've bought lingerie for guys and shown up at their house wearing it, and they don't even mention it. You know, they don't say anything about it. So then in my mind, I'm like, do they even care or they just take it off? But then it seems like it always comes up that guys want girls to wear it. So I was just curious how important it is to you as a man.
Not at all. In terms of like if she wears, if I buy her lingerie and I know she doesn't wear it a lot, I don't. Unless like, I mean, like some guys are like, real kinky about
That's
stuff.
The
like
thing.
Where they really care what somebody's wearing. Like me, it's like no matter what lingerie a woman has on, like I want to get her naked like pretty much as fast as possible. Like it's not I don't want to like you know.
There's like fetish things. Like I've been with a guy that had like a fetish dress, like wanted everything to like be dressy and there was stuff and let's put like there was a whole thing.
Like,
that.
I don't even I don't even like it when a girl keeps her shoes on. I think that's a little, like, try-hardy.
Really?
It's like try-hardy, and it's kind of like, come on.
That's so funny, because I hooked up with a guy who was like, I'm really only into it if you wear heels.
That's so weird to me.
It's fetishy, right? I think lingerie is pretty, and it's awesome, and it says la-la, right? Like, da-da, unwrap
Don't you think
me.
Fetishes are naturally, like, just by the nature of fetishes, unintimate?
Yeah.
Really? I like it.
Well, because you like...
Because I'm afraid of intimacy.
Lack of intimacy.
Honestly, because I think anytime someone like is focused, because then it's like, okay, if a girl gets really turned on, because I find a lot of times women, or maybe women keep on their shoes because they think you're, that's what I want or something.
I've heard it's keep your shoes on before.
I mean, I've had both.
I mean, yeah. I don't, to me, it's like, it's I could take it or leave it, but it's a little bit of a turn on sometimes if I feel like...
She's doing it.
She's doing it because, like, that to her is the thrill. Because I don't, then it, to me, it's a turn off because, like, I want to be the sexual thrill for you. I don't want right. the, any huh. kind of fetish is like they're getting off on something that's not you.
But if it's you, not, but see, I don't
and
know
I'm too
if
much
that's
of a narcissist
true.
To let that shit
No,
slide.
I don't think it's yeah. true. You know, yeah. you know why I don't think it's true? Because I'll tell you, because, like, when I'm home alone getting off, you know, I use toys, right?
Sure.
But I'm way more turned on when a guy that I'm into uses the same toy on me.
That's completely different.
How's it different?
Because a fucking toy, like a vibrator, is a scientifically engineered thing to help with your orgasm. So
right.
it's like, sure, it's more attractive when someone is touching you. And if they're touching you with something that is amazing for that, then of course. But that's not a fetish. A fetish would be
I
easy
think
if,
I just came, by the way. So anyway.
I was
came.
Also like picturing
by the way, if that's how you come, it must be very disappointing for men who make love to you. If it's that quiet and they're just like, what? That's all this work went into that?
Look she's like her. Coming like
you didn't see me blink. There was a blink.
Chrissy used to be in prison for years and you had to come silently. That was you had to learn how to come like a ninja.
Hilarious.
No, but I mean like a fetish would be is if the guy is holding the fucking vibrator and that's around but if he's touching you with it that's different.
That's true. I can see what you're saying.
He's talking about the shoes and that's
I don't know
thing.
Though but like being handcuffed being tied up that kind of stuff that's all fetish play but that's really hot to me. You think that's
because there's
I don't know I just I'm personally just I don't
do
know.
You like doing the tying up to the guy you
yeah
I, okay
I like both but
you like the other side more
Yeah, I do like the other yeah. side more. Yeah, but I like both.
Right.
I really do, but I'm definitely a little more submissive.
You have, yeah, yeah, me too, for sure. Yeah. But I think you have like the, I think there's something about the fetishy thing for sure. It's fun and it's exciting, but it does take the intimacy away.
Like, not
you know
to say, like,
mean?
It's not, I mean, like, I remember I texted
see,
a girl one time
know.
Wearing, like, a Wonder Woman outfit, and I was like, oh, this is really fucking hot. Like, maybe I can get into this more,
right.
you know? Or, like, sometimes if a girl wears shoes, sure, it is sexy. But to me, it's like interesting if you say like a guy like I need you to wear shoes. Like then it's like fucking crazy to me. Like then it's
totally.
Why
right.
are you not here? Or like you know like a lot of times girls can you know they like even when like people tell you how to it's I don't know. I mean everyone gets off in their own way, you know. So I don't know. To me, it's like it's physical stuff. If you want someone to hold you and choke you, I get that. Like if you want somebody to like fucking you know some girls like to be spanked or this and that, or if you want a girl to like fucking scratch you, whatever it is, like that's more physically. There's something there. But if it's like if you want fuck me while you wear that hat, it's kind of like okay.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. Like I mean, like I host a show about weird fetishes, and like there are people that like can only get off if there are like balloons involved, like stuff like that. Like I guess. I can see
that's
what you mean.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, but it happens, right?
But then there's sure. part of me that's like, in some ways, to be honest, just I kind of feel like, because I'm a little reserved for a while with a new guy sometimes until I really trust them enough to let them see like
your crazy
my
side.
Dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, in some ways, like
I think we all are.
I wouldn't tie a guy up or blindfold a guy unless I was really kind of intimate with that guy. So then there's some actually like more level of intimacy.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought of that.
I mean, I guess it can go in either way, right? I don't know.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
It is
topic.
Kind of yeah. I'm gonna ponder on this. I'm gonna
let us know what you think at home.
Let us know. We'd love to hear your question.
Who the hell is getting off on balloons?
That's all
the
I
balloon
know.
Thing.
She sounds
man.
The most like adorable skank in the world.
It's called looning. It's a fetish.
Is it really looning?
Yeah, people will like blow up balloons and then like titty fuck girls with it, or like that I just did. Yeah, or
looning it up.
Looning. It's a thing. I guess you know.
Wow.
That this guy told me like he got his first erection at the circus that he remembered, and so ever
that
since then
the lady.
He associates
wow.
balloons with
sex.
Erections. And yeah, that's how these fetishes, a lot of them form, is because something like that happens at a young age. They say
wow.
This is what I'm learning. I see. I've learned so much from hosting on Playboy TV. I feel
wow.
very grateful.
That's amazing. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I feel like this, I feel like we covered so much today.
We got a lot done.
I really do.
We really did.
Yeah.
Looming and
yeah. Mo, do you have, I know, Krista, you said you don't really date much. Do you have an awful date fail that you want to share before we go? Your worst date story you can remember?
Okay. Well, the one time I did J-Date, J-Swipe, Jewish Dating Swipe app, I had a girl show up. It was almost like a sketch about what it would be like. And I hate to say this kind of stuff because, like, if she happens to be listening, this is offensive. But anyway, she showed up. And she was like the most Jewy person I'd ever. It was like Kyle's mom from South Park showing up to a date.
God.
She was like, "Hello, how are you?" And it was like within like 30 minutes, I was just like, but this is like a fucking sketch of like what it would be like to be on a Jewish dating site. Like, she might as well have been like, "Do you want to play some dreidel while the drinks come?" Like, it was just absurd.
And I'm then, so sorry to my Jewish listener.
And I did such a terrible, and I did so the worst funny, lie to get out. I was like, "I got to go. Yeah, I got to go." She's like, "You're leaving early." I'm like, "Yeah, I got to get to the Comedy Store." She's like, "Already?" I was like, "Well, you know, because I got to get to the improv." And I realized I just fucked up my own line. I was like, "All right, I'll see you later." And she was, like, "All right, well, I'm gonna stick around and have a drink." I was like, "Well, more power to you." Girls used to getting left.
Yeah,
that was That was the only time I've ever like cut a date short. But it was just like hearing like I felt like my mom was just
hot?
Like, "Zoa, blah 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 blah." She had big tits and she was showing those off. She knew that was her strength. That was her same scenario.
That was it. But did you know? Yeah. Did you see her before?
Or? I'd seen some photos, but they weren't. You know,
so yeah,
they didn't come with a vocal feature.
Yeah. That was a voice is a big deal, isn't it?
Voice can fuck some shit up.
I've
really
can. Yeah.
That scares me because I kind of sound like a man.
Oh, you have the cutest voice ever. I love your voice.
I don't know. A guy told me the other day that my voice could turn a man gay.
I'm sure he meant it as a compliment. I'm sure it was a compliment.
We were on a date.
Okay.
All right. And that was my
He's
date
like,
fail.
I don't
week.
Know what to tell you. During this conversation, I am just thinking about dicks right now.
Oh,
so I'm going to blame that on you and your voice.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Well, guys, this has been amazing. Thank you guys both so much for doing this. Do you have anything? Mo, you should plug your shit.
Comedy Knockout on True TV airs every Monday and Wednesday at 11, my show that I created. And my special Negative Reinforcement comes out on CISO. November 3rd.
So rad. Krista, awesome. You want to plug anything?
I don't really have anything to plug. I'm going to...
You can plug my stuff.
I go see Mo, do his stuff. You can follow me at Krista Allen XO
follow
on
her. And we're shooting a hilarious sketch this week.
We are.
And that
we're
sketch
doing
is going to be dope. That's
we're sketches. I'm writing comedy right now. I'm doing that. I'm doing all of this. Next time I come on, I'll have something to promote.
You're amazing. Follow her at Krista Allen. So follow at Mo Mandel. You know, follow me at Kate Q Funny. I love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Love you. Bye.
Next time. Bye.